Life has its ups and downs, but sometimes we just need a little nudge. But what if that nudge could come from yourself? This is Conscious.
What time is it?
It's 7 in the morning.
Who are you?
I'm Casper.
What?
I'm Casper.
Like the friendly ghost?
No. Like your conscience.
My conscience's name is Casper?
Hey, don't look at me. You picked it.
Well, okay then. Wait, why can I see you?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't know.
Look, here's how this is gonna work. I'm a part of your head. So
I'm hallucinating.
Well, yeah. But you also have the answers.
The answers to what?
You tell me.
This is going nowhere.
And neither am I, apparently.
Ugh, I'm taking a shower. And you're not coming.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tell me again why you're driving to work with me.
We're carpooling. It's better for the environment.
Casper, I swear to God.
I told you. Clearly you need to think about something deeper. So whoever is up there made me jump out of your head and over here to help you figure it out.
Well, tell her up there she can shove a...
I don't think whoever's up there likes being talked to like that. Just saying.
And I don't like the fact that my conscience is named after a friendly ghost. Besides, aren't my thoughts supposed to be like one of those cute little devils that live on shoulders and stuff? You're not exactly shoulder-sized.
Stop. I mean, I have been lifting.
Shut up. We're here.
I'm coming inside.
No, you're staying here.
Look, Phoebe, that's cute and all, but I'm a figment of your imagination. I'm gonna follow you anywhere.
Ugh.
Sorry, sugar. Dems de rules.
Will you be talking the whole time?
Probably.
This is like It's a Wonderful Life, except you're not Clarence, and I wish I jumped.
And it's not Christmas.
And you're not nice. Just don't mess anything up, okay? I have a really big meeting today.
Well, if you had a big meeting, you probably should have prepared more last night, instead of watching The Bachelor then.
Really?
So what do you do exactly?
I thought you were already in my head, Mr. Spooky.
Just play along.
I'm the brand manager for a not-for-profit agency.
What does that mean?
It's a role I developed myself, actually. I head up the marketing and communications teams nationwide to make sure that every branch of our organization is putting forward the right message and communicating effectively within the community.
I think you need an acronym.
What?
You know, like PBS.
Public Broadcasting Service?
Professional bullshit.
Phoebe, the Calgary office just called. They need you to troubleshoot something.
Thanks, Karen. Are they sending something over, or should I call?
It's something to do with event posters. I'm sending you the email now. They say they need a response by 10.
Great. Thank you.
They need it by 10.
Yep.
It's 10:30.
Calgary time, numbskull.
Sorry, Miss Brand Manager.
For a figment of my imagination, I'd have thought you'd be smarter.
Huh. Yeah. What are these?
Magazines.
What kind of magazines?
Man, my conscience is really slacking in the IQ department.
They look like graphic design magazines, like Canadian industry ones.
Ding, ding, ding.
So?
So what?
So you're not a Canadian graphic designer.
A girl can have hobbies.
No offense, but you don't have hobbies.
Thanks.
So what's with the magazines?
I knew one once.
A graphic designer?
No, a Canadian. Duh.
So is this what you do all day?
Yep.
Just sit here and work?
Yep.
Have fun on the weekends?
I usually work.
Saturdays?
And Sundays.
What?
We have events. I go to events. This is a full-time gig, okay?
Your apartment did seem pretty lonely.
It's fine.
You have a lot of pent-up frustration from what I'm sensing.
I'm fine.
And aggression.
Really?
When was the last time you...
Okay, Casper, that's enough. What are you doing here?
If you don't know yet, neither do I. But I get the feeling... We're getting closer.
Huh?
When was the last time you spent time with anyone?
I'm with you right now, aren't I?
Yeah, your only friend is your conscience. You're really winning here.
Oh, shut up.
When was it?
I see people all the time.
I don't mean at work.
Okay, well, I went to my dad's birthday party, saw a ton of cousins.
Family. Okay, I guess that counts. When was that?
Last week?
It was last month, wasn't it?
Get out of my head.
Do you have friends?
I get along great with my coworkers.
Friends.
I just moved here for the job a little while ago, okay? I haven't really had time to live a Sex in the City lifestyle, so sue me.
A partner?
When I moved here, things ended with someone. I've been pretty busy since.
Who was he?
Why?
I don't know. I'm curious.
His name was Jesse. Shouldn't you know this?
Have you heard from him since?
No, we stopped talking more than a year ago. Long distances was hard. He's out in Montreal.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? I think I know what happened, geez.
No, I mean, are you sure he's in Montreal?
Yes, why?
I don't know.
What are you saying, Nimrod?
I don't know. You just don't seem that sure.
I'm pretty dang sure.
Is Jesse a graphic designer?
Yes.
Well, today's mail looks pretty interesting, then. Hot off the presses.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that Jesse?
He finally did it. He opened his own firm. Wow.
So you two haven't talked?
No, we haven't.
Ding, ding, ding.
What?
I think your conscience is trying to tell you something.
I think my conscience should mind his own damn business.
I'm just saying is all.
Look, I have to go to a meeting. Can you please just stay here? I really don't need you in my head.
Go right ahead. I'm all good here.
Thank you. There's water bottles in the fridge if you need one.
I'm not real. Bingo. Dear Jesse.
Well, that went about as well as expected. What are you doing?
Yoga. It's good for the spirit.
Your warrior pose looks a little weak.
It's all about personal growth, Phoebe. Personal growth.
Hey, Casper?
Yes?
Why did Jesse just email me?
Probably because you emailed him first.
You know I didn't.
Whoops.
Why did you do this?
Because frankly, you needed an intervention. You're not happy. Stop trying to pretend that you are.
You don't get to decide if I'm happy or not. You're not me.
Yeah, actually, I am.
But it's been almost 2 years. I mean, this was not how I pictured it.
Pictured what?
Us seeing each other again.
What did you picture?
I don't know. Fate? I pictured us both winding up in the same place and running into each other in the freezer aisles of some stupid grocery store on a Friday night, bonding over Ben and Jerry's tubs, and then I'd invite him over for dinner, and I'd make him chicken again the way he always liked it, and then we'd spend one night over, and then we'd spend the rest nights together, too.
Well, that sounds disgusting. And highly improbable.
Oh, shut it.
Look, Phoebe, you don't get what you want if you don't try for it. Screw fate.
I need a sign.
A what?
I want a sign. It's something to show that we're supposed to be together.
Really?
What?
What the heck do you think I am?
I don't know. A nut job? Yes, Karen?
Hi, Miss Waters?
Yeah, huh?
Are you okay?
Fine.
Okay, because everyone can hear you yelling.
Oh.
To yourself.
Right.
Can I get you anything?
No, Karen, no. I just started taking acting class. I'm practicing for tonight, that's all.
Right, sure, okay. Well, someone just called for you while you were practicing. A Mr. Wright? I think his first name was Jesse. I didn't want to disturb your practice. So he just left his name and number and asked for you to call back.
Thank you, Karen.
Can you send that over, please?
What?
Absolutely, Miss Waters.
Oh, now they can hear you.
Call him.
What?
Call him now.
Why?
Because this is clearly why I'm here. Stop being a baby. You've been miserable since you got here. Call him.
Casper, I need a sign.
Pick one. Me, maybe, or him moving here, finally starting up his own firm in the same city you left him to be in, or maybe a magazine with his face on the front cover coming across your desk this morning, or hey, the fact that he called you and left a message when you didn't respond to his email after 15 minutes?
I just...
Call him. or let fate do whatever. But as your conscience, you're an idiot.
Thanks.
Just do it, Nike.
Hey, where are you going?
I think I'm done here.
What?
Phoebe, I'm your conscience. Don't be stupid. I'm gonna be in your head. Wait. Are you actually gonna miss me?
Heck no. I just couldn't believe I got rid of you that easily.
Call him, or live for the rest of your life not knowing.
Hey, Casper, wait. If you're my conscience, shouldn't you be female?
Phoebe, you're a feminist, remember? Equal opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi, Jesse.
Phoebe, I was hoping you'd call.
Conscious. Written and produced by Claire Bonnieman, with original sound effects. Casper is played by Stephen Boyles. Karen the Secretary is Myrna Trogerleach. Jesse Mr. Wright is Nathaniel Davidson. Phoebe Waters is played by Claire Bonnieman. Conscious, a radio drama. Copyright Humber College 2017.